2021 was an unforgettable year for Marvel fans with the big release of four movies, Shang-Chi, Black Widow, Eternals, and Venom, Let There Be Carnage. The two recent movies, specifically Eternals and Venom, marked a possible downslope in Marvel's fanbase. Or is it possible that the audience simply expected too much of the company after the Endgame phenomenon?
But the people of this planet brought everyone back with a snap of a finger. The sudden return of the population.
After the devastating end of the superhero series on Earth, Marvel introduced ancient superheroes, nicknamed the Second Avengers and officially called the Eternals. With A-list stars including Angelina Jolie, Gemma Chan, and even a special appearance of Harry Styles in the post-credits scene, the film gained much interest even before the premiere. However, the reactions after the release were not the best. Eternals received a rating of 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb. Additionally, only 48% of reviews were positive on Rotten Tomatoes, the lowest rating of all Marvel movies so far.
Throughout the years, we have never interfered. Until now.
The audience opinion on the new superhero movie appears to be quite divided. Critic Noah Brolatsky from NBC News Think said, quote, "The MCU formula has been recycled so often that sitting through these movies starts to feel eternal." In addition, anonymous commenter by the name Chris added that while it would be, quote, "an average superhero movie if you shut off your brain and eat popcorn, an analysis would make you realize that there are very large plot holes." Rolling Stone added to the discussion by releasing an article titled, "The Hot Gods of Eternals Will Bore You to Death with Their Feelings." Although some are quick to judge the movie on their first watch, top critics seem to find potential, even within the low ratings. Michael Blackman from BuzzFeed News said while the movie is, quote, "far from perfect, it pushes the MCU into promising new territory." He believes the film was an experiment, an effort, to escape the repetition of a standard Marvel movie.
Welcome back, Eddie Brock. It's been a long time. Miss you so much.
But Eternals was not the only disappointment to the public in 2021. Receiving an even lower rating of 6 out of 10 on IMDb and 58% on Rotten Tomatoes' tomato meter, Venom, Let There Be Carnage did not do the best in reviews either. Unlike the Eternals, which received criticism for the unnecessarily long screening time, the second Venom movie was thought to be too short by the audience. Top critic Sarah Jane from the Austin Chronicle said the film was not a great movie, but, quote, "it doesn't matter because it's just big, dumb, romantic fun." Another top critic, Kevin Marr from Times, simplified his thoughts into two words, extraordinarily poor, giving it a 1 out of 5. Marvel fans, on the other hand, seem to be quite pleased by the outcome. Many have been tweeting fan arts of the superhero, describing the movie as amazing or even lovely. A user with the ID V called it an oddly comforting movie.
"When you botched that spell where you wanted everyone to forget the Peter Parker Spider-Man, we started getting some visitors."
Even more, the latest Marvel movie of 2021 brought greater excitement to the scene. Spider-Man No Way Home spiked ticket sales to $1.69 billion, the sixth highest grossing movie in history at the worldwide box office, according to Variety. While both Eternals and Spider-Man last for 2.5 hours, the former may be the worst and the latter the best. As a Marvel fan myself, Eternals was filmed more like a DC movie than a Marvel one. The cast may have been the real Avengers with the best actors, but possibly not the perfect fit for each character. The acting was a bit lacking. In comparison, Spider-Man lived up to my expectations, though the plot was not the best. The story was nothing more than an immature boy messing up not once, but several times, and trying to make up for his mistakes instead of resolving real-world problems.
I'm sorry, kid.
Yeah, me too.
Don't.
But it is true that the plots could seem childish, because we aren't the young, innocent children anymore. We must ponder whether the quality of these movies truly dropped or whether we just grew in age. Nevertheless, the post-credit scenes have the public excited once again. I'll leave you with the question, what were your opinions on the Marvel movies of 2021? Are you looking forward to the new releases in 2022? This was Jung and Jennifer Kim signing off from WNUR News.